I'm WUWM's Taryn Powell. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm has repeatedly called the $1,000 cash bail Daryl Brooks Jr. posted in a previous case inappropriately low. Brooks is the suspect in the Waukesha Christmas Parade incident that killed 6 people and injured more than 50 just days before Thanksgiving. During a County Judiciary Safety and General Services Committee meeting Thursday, Chisholm explained what led to the low bail. In July 2020, Brooks was charged with a serious weapons-related offense, which resulted in a $10,000 cash bail. In February of this year, Brooks was still in custody and made a demand for a speedy trial. Chisholm said that demand could not be met because another trial was before the same court.
But under the law, there is a requirement that a person's custody status be reviewed if you can't provide them with a speedy trial. That's what occurred. The bail was reduced in that case.
The bail was reduced to $500. In November, Brooks was arrested again for a serious domestic violence offense. This case also landed with Chisholm's office. Chisholm says the decision to offer the $1,000 cash bail in that case came from an assistant district attorney who was in the middle of a jury trial and reviewing nearly 24 felony-level cases at the time, including Brooks's. Chisholm says there was a public safety assessment that characterized Brooks' situation as high risk. Chisholm says the assistant district attorney explained that she did not have access to the assessment because it was not uploaded into the case management system.
Given the volume of cases she was dealing with, given her jury trial that she was working on, she simply charged the case. She looked at the previous bail, saw that it was $500, and she doubled it. That's it. That's a mistake. That's human error. And it just set in motion a chain of events that resulted in a tragedy.
Chisholm says the assistant district attorney was just trying to do the best she could under the circumstances. He added that his entire office is doing the best it can with being understaffed, underfunded, and backlogged.
In the midst of this, we have lost 6 ADA positions since 2018. 2 of those have been from the domestic violence unit. That's because I've lost federal funding.
Chisholm says there are approximately 90 assistant DAs that handle adult offenses in Milwaukee County, a county with a population of roughly 1 million people. The county supervisors who asked Chisholm to appear at Thursday's meeting say they appreciate and respect that the district attorney admits that his office made a mistake. But they say they're, quote, deeply concerned about the impact that this event has had on our neighbors, on children, on people's trust in the criminal justice system, and on people's sense of safety overall. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.